Good morning, everyone. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of August 9, 2016 to order. First thing, Mr. Lawson, approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended amendments to today's agenda.
Can I motion to approve the agenda?
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of August 2nd. Any corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter from the Delaware Devil Dogs Detachment 780, and it is to you and council members, our Marine Corps League Detachment 780, is thanking for the support for the golf tournament, which helps support Eagle Scouts, Young Marines, Toys for Tots, and Junior ROTC scholarships, and is signed by William Fleetwood, Commandant. That's all.
Any correspondence from council?
Yes, Mr. President. Arlette. If I may, because they actually had asked me to bring it up, so therefore I think I will. So just a constituent just reaching out to me regarding, actually got an email this morning regarding the Mallory Lakes community, and that they were victims of Sandy, and that they're just looking for an update, and hopefully we can get a resolution here. So that's, they asked me to make that be known.
Certainly. So. Any more correspondence from council? Okay. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Paul Rigger.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I had planned on coming in and having a paper wrote out for everything concerning like the barbed wire defense issue of different.
I'll go gum fix it. Hold on here a minute.
This is like the airport. Have you got some metal in your pockets?
Thank you.
Homeland Security's gonna be following you.
But I did have issues with computer and printer to get everything organized that I needed to do. But at the last meeting, I believe I put it clear on figuring out how to get an understanding requesting for the fence to see if we had come up with the reasoning why it was or wasn't approved or how it fits in the regulation process for what I've been asking for the longest time now. I mean, I've gone through the code, I've gone through this, trying to understand it, and just to protect the next person down the line and everybody else in the fix to certain codes, which I believe the code needs fixing. I didn't receive nothing or anything, and I just was curious to see if there was an answer to the questions that I had asked at the last meeting and prior. I believe I made it clear. I don't believe I mumbled it badly or misinterpreted. All I'm asking for, so I know what to do for the next level, for reasonings on that. I'm still 100% against what's there. I just like to know the real reason exactly why it is. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, I'll give you real feedback. Now look, I'm just going to tell you this one time. The last 2 weeks, you had amended agendas in violation of FOIA. And I'm getting tired of it. You have a disclaimer at the bottom, per Delaware Code 104, whatever, Attorney General opinion. Well, you better start reading what that opinion actually says. I'm not going to tell you what it says. If you're too stupid to read it, then suffer the consequences. Because there's no excuse to not do exactly what that thing says. And I don't want to hear this garbage. Oh, we forgot to put it on. Or we've done this. Hey, you follow the thing. Otherwise, that man's going to get a little bit more richer, because I got no problems of filing a FOIA complaint. Now, the second thing, you got to sign ordinance, and you're going to have to extend the moratorium. In the meantime, how many off-premise signs are in violation out here right now? Been put up in just the last couple of months. Hundreds of them. But nobody goes out and says anything or does anything about them. Why not? Because you're working on them billboards. This has nothing to do with the smaller ones. Enforce your smaller sign laws and go after them. But oh no, we can't do that. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items this morning to cover. The first is a wastewater agreement. Specifics in your packet, wastewater agreement number 984-6, Sussex County project number 81-04, Coastal Club Land Bay 4, Phase 1, Gosley Creek Planning Area. Unless there are any questions, I have a proposed motion.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 984-6, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Coastal Club LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Coastal Club Land Bay 4, Phase 1, located in the Gosley Creek Planning Area.
I'd like to move to that. I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I'm very happy to say yes on this.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next item is a possible introduction of a proposed ordinance relating to signs. I am passing down the latest work product related to our initiative to amend the current sign ordinance. I want to thank our legal staff and planning and zoning staff for the quick turnaround, specifically Mr. Sharp. We are able to codify the recommended changes that were discussed last week in this proposed ordinance, and as we discussed last week, should the council choose to introduce this ordinance, this will start the process for future public hearings, in the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the County Council. Right now, as it stands, I would predict that if introduced today, meeting our legal notice and advertisement requirements, the first public hearing would take place for the Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday, September the 8th, and then subsequently the first public hearing that would take place for the County Council would be September the 20th. Should you introduce this today, we could then move to the next item, which would deal with the current moratorium that is set to expire. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we could have that ordinance introduced today, unless you have any questions.
You want to introduce it?
I'll introduce it, but I also got a question here about this is, you know, for the average person who would pick this up, there's a lot here. Is it possible to have somebody give examples of what is, you know, of a billboard, you know, just showing maybe pictures or drawings that could be attached to this, so somebody could easily look at it and say, here's what a billboard should look like if it meets this ordinance, basically, you know, size, heights, and stuff like that, and show how measurement is made and different things. But could there be an attached drawing? Because sometimes a picture,
I think it'd be difficult to put that in an ordinance format, because then we'd have to incorporate that into the code.
Well, no, okay, it doesn't have to be any part of the ordinance. I'm just saying, can it be something that the county could provide, or planning department or something, to show that they could, somebody comes in and says, I'd like this ordinance, and attached to it could be examples of what a sign, a billboard, or whatever they're looking at, examples of each of them.
Perhaps we could do, Mr. Cole, is have something at the public hearings that is available, perhaps even put at the back, or...
Well, that'd be good, but I'm just saying, once we get adopted, I just think that when somebody goes in to our, you know, to the counter, we hand them this, attached to it could be, Sam, get that for me, I think it's my wife. I told her if she needed me, call you. Anyway, I just think it would be very helpful.
Well, we could discuss with the Planning and Zoning Department about having some literature at their office in the future for those things, so somebody
Is that, I mean, is that something...
I'm at a council meeting.
You think you could attach it, Lawrence? I mean, is it... I'm just saying it just... I know this, somebody reading it, well, you start at the beginning, by the time you get to the end, you've forgot what you read at the front.
We have photographs that we could pull up and provide if necessary if there's questions.
But I think it should be a permanent, I'm not just saying, not a one-time shot, not just at the public hearing, but I mean, once we adopt this, I'd like to see something attached to it that gives examples of what billboards should look like as per this.
It could be a rendering type thing, but right. Photographs would be easier.
Any way you want to do it,
only
I just...
Only as examples, not
exactly
being specifically oriented towards a sign that's placed.
Perhaps something like a brochure that could be kept at the Planning and Zoning Office.
Anything. I just think as we go through this process, this is very complicated. We want to, you know, we want to make it as easy as possible.
Most people have a hard time understanding the difference between the larger on-premise signs at 200 square feet versus the 300 square foot billboard. They look the same, they're just a little bit different.
It's incredibly close. That's what I think we probably should reduce or do something. But anyway, that's a personal opinion there, Mr. Vincent.
Well, now,
that's just a suggestion. Thank you.
I want to back up to Mr. Moore here now. We're talking about attaching something or making something. We can't do that. But they can't introduce this today and make that not part of it.
No. This ordinance... If it's introduced today, this is the ordinance. The ordinance has to be written in a certain way.
Informational thing that would go when we adopt, whatever we adopt, and however we put it, if somebody comes in and asks for this, we give them that, and there would be some examples so that they can walk out and see exactly what their end product should look like.
Okay.
And I think that would be so helpful to explain that.
Okay, good point. Mr. Coles introduced the ordinance, so now Mr. Moore, you have something?
Yes. Has he introduced it? Because he said, I will introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
As is.
I introduce it.
I have a question, Mr. President, when you're done with that.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. When you're done with that.
We're done.
We have some health problems at home. I may have an emergency buzz on here.
Sure.
And I apologize.
No
I don't
problem.
Know who's going to call or what. Right now.
Whatever you need to do, you take care of it.
Up in the air.
Okay. All right. So we have introduced the ordinance. Thank you very much. As I said, we predict the hearings to be September 8th for Planning and Zoning and September 20th for the County Council. Now, we also have to deal with the soon-to-expire moratorium, which is set to expire August 15th, next Monday. I do have a motion here that would allow us to extend ordinance number 2414, which was the original moratorium. That moratorium was written in a way that allows us to amend the current moratorium and extend the date. We have already done this once to extend the date to August 15th. I'm proposing at this point to select October 4th as our next extension. I chose October 4th simply because that is a Tuesday, and it provides the council 2 days of consideration for this ordinance. If you think we can cover this in two council meetings, then October 4th is appropriate. If you think we need more time, then we can choose a later date in October or a later date in another month. But at this point, this gives us two meeting dates to cover the ordinance and to enact the ordinance.
Sure.
Okay. Well, why don't we give it 3 weeks just in case, because we can get it done in 2 weeks. If we do, then it's over with.
Okay.
But just so we don't have to go through the minutia of this again, and just take it, give us three Tuesdays to deal with it. I think err with a little more time than a tight schedule.
Then okay. I have a motion that we'll consider October 11th then. Okay. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council amends ordinance number 2414, entitled An Ordinance to Establish a Moratorium Upon the Acceptance of Special Use Exception Applications for Off-Premise Signs, to extend that moratorium from its current expiration date until October 11th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Aye, we have motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. Last item, County's Administrator's Report for August 9th, 2016. Item number one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Peninsula Lakes Phase 2 construction record and Americana Bayside Village C Phase 1B received substantial completion effective August 4th. And item number two, please note, the council will not meet next week, August 16th. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 23rd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Vince Robertson. Consideration of the annual comprehensive plan report to the governor's advisory.